The first generation Audi Q3 was launched 7 years ago and did prove a successful model for the brand. Audi's just released a new second generation model into what has become a very competitive small SUV segment. Rob Fraser went along to the launch.
7 years is a long time, and in the case of the Q3, the market has moved considerably, so it needs to be at the forefront of development to keep up with the others. The new model initially comes in two variants, the entry-level 35 TFSI for around $46,000, and the launch edition with a host of limited edition extras for just under $53,000, both plus the usual costs. Like a lot of new cars, the second generation Q3 is a little longer, wider, with more luggage and passenger room. It also comes with the latest in Audi connectivity and technology and a number of option packs. Launched as a front-wheel drive only, the 1.4-litre turbocharged petrol engine produces around 110 kilowatts and 250 newton-metres. It has a 6-speed DSG Sportstronic transmission and provides reasonable performance and excellent economy. More powerful engines and a quattro version are coming in 2020.
Before you buy your next new car, check out carreviewcentral.com.au. At carreviewcentral.com.au, you'll find easy-to-read, easy-to-understand, unbiased new car reviews. We want to help you get exactly the right car for you. carreviewcentral.com.au. Ready for you now and whenever a new car is on your agenda.